online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Prior of Lough Derg has issued an apology to the victims of a former employee who was today jailed for 4 years for a range of sexual assault offences carried out at the retreat. The government has agreed to allow for retrospective payments to be made under the defective concrete block scheme. The victim of a fatal weekend crash in Milford is to be laid to rest later this week. And the Caherlough of Donegal County Council has proposed the Freedom of Donegal be awarded to Enya. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Mark Gallagher. First news, the Prior of Lough Derg has issued an apology to the victims of a former employee who was today jailed for 4 years for a range of sexual assault offences carried out at the retreat. 42-year-old Thomas Gallagher of Rathanlaki, Dunkaneely, was sentenced to 5 years with the last 12 months suspended after he pleaded guilty to the charges dating back to 2022. Eamon Torsney has more.
In a statement, the Prior of Lough Derg, Monsignor Lough Flynn, says he wishes to express his deep sorrow that such abuse took place against members of staff at the retreat, including a minor. He's apologised unreservedly for the hurt Thomas Gallagher's victims have suffered and has assured them of his support at this time. Monsignor Flynn says in 2022, both he and the then operations manager at Lough Derg were made aware of allegations of sexual assault by a staff member. The allegations, he says, were immediately reported to Gardaí and Mr Gallagher suspended. Monsignor Flynn says the Diocese of Clogher and the management of Lough Derg are fully committed to adhering to the highest standards, practices, policies and procedures for safeguarding and also to cooperating with the statutory authorities in all such cases. Anyone who has a concern or complaint is encouraged to contact the diocese and relevant authorities.
The government has agreed to allow for retrospective payments to be made under the defective concrete block scheme. It was agreed at Cabinet today that legislation will now be prioritised to ensure homeowners who have incurred costs since March the 29th, 2024, can benefit from the increased grant amounts announced last year. The period to complete remediation works has also been extended to 130 weeks, while provisions are to be made in the scheme to fund the construction of a new dwelling adjacent to the defective property in limited circumstances. Donegal Deputy Charles Ward says this is a very important amendment.
We take, for example, the Gibsons and young Emma, who's severely disabled. They're in their home. Their home needs, it's got defective concrete, it needs to be demolished. They cannot move anywhere else. Mm. The house is designed to suit Emma and all the equipment that she requires. So what their plan was to build on the site next to the house, but they weren't allowed to. This will allow them to build that house. And when their house is complete, their new home's complete, they can move themselves and Emma into this home and then demolish the house that's left. This is why we get side by side.
Brilliant. So it gives a bit of flexibility, doesn't it, which in terms of planning, which is very welcome.
Yeah, well, it's very welcome. But what we need to realise too is we have this case here, but we have hundreds of cases, maybe even thousands of cases, where this could be the case. Instead of, for example, when this scheme does kick off properly, and there's thousands of people going forward, we have nowhere to accommodate them. But if they have the land to do it, I would be looking at, if they have the land to do it, let them build on that land and demolish the house afterwards, because then we've only got 28 rental properties on daft.ie in Donegal. Where are we going to put the thousands? Mm-hmm. This is a positive step.
The victim of a fatal weekend crash in Milford is to be laid to rest later this week. Susan Hamilton from Manor Cunningham, who was in her 70s, died following a collision at Bunlin Bridge on Friday evening. Her requiem mass will take place this Friday morning at 11 o'clock in Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Inch Island. Yesterday, Gardaí renewed their appeal for information relating to the fatal crash. Anyone with information is being urged to contact Milford Garda Station. The Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council has proposed the Freedom of Donegal be awarded to Enya. The singer, a native of Gidor, is held to great acclaim for her musical talents. Councillor Niamh Kennedy says Enya's music continues to be a source of peace and inspiration across the world. In acknowledging her privacy, Councillor Kennedy says she doesn't expect Enya to join with them at County High Sliffield, but wants her to know that she deserves the highest honour that her home county can bestow on her. Chief Executive of Donegal County Council, John McLaughlin, has agreed to work with Councillor Kennedy to secure an award for Enya. Actor Liam Cunningham says a boat travelling to Gaza with humanitarian aid should be accompanied by the Irish Navy. The anti-war campaigner helped to launch the vessel from Sicily on Sunday, which has 12 volunteers on board. US-backed aid centres have been closed today after 27 Palestinians were killed by Israeli gunfire yesterday while queuing for food. Speaking earlier at a press conference organised by People Before Profit, Mr Cunningham says the Irish government should be supporting efforts to get more aid into Gaza.
The boat they have after the previous one, larger boat, was bombed, was drawn twice from the air in the middle of the night. This one is very small. It's a four-man crew and 8 volunteers, so 12 of them altogether. It is loaded with the stuff that the Tel Aviv regime will not allow into Gaza. So it's got crutches, antibiotics, baby formula. It's even got a 3D-printed prosthetic baby's arm.
Investigations are continuing into what police have described as a racially motivated hate crime in Coleraine. A man has been hospitalised as a result. Ellen Butler has more.
At around 10:15 last night, police were alerted to a report of a man having assaulted another man in the Drummond Drive area of the town. A man in his 40s was hospitalised for treatment of head injuries sustained. A short time later, it's reported a man matching the description of the earlier suspect had forced entry to a house at Laurel Hill Gardens and threatened the occupants, a man and a woman, with a hammer. A search was carried out of a nearby house and a 31-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of a number of offences, including grievous bodily harm with intent, aggravated burglary with intent to commit grievous bodily harm, possession of an offensive weapon with intent to commit an indictable offence, and affray. The man remains in custody at this time.
The Central Criminal Court in Dublin has heard that Richard Satchwell intends to appeal against his conviction. The 58-year-old of Grattan Street, Youghal, County Cork, was today jailed for life for the 2017 murder of his wife, Tina Satchwell. In a victim impact statement, her half-sister, Lorraine Hyard, said Satchwell had falsely portrayed Tina as a violent and coercive-natured woman. Superintendent Anne-Marie Toomey, who led the investigation, during which Tina's body was discovered, spoke to the media outside court.
We extend our deepest gratitude to the witnesses in this case and all of those who assisted us throughout the investigation. Your assistance formed an essential part of the journey. We would like to acknowledge the support of the wider community, especially those in Fermoy and Youghal. Finally, we, the investigation team, are happy that justice has been served for Tina.
The European Commission is set to consider a new plan to eradicate period poverty. It's being proposed by Midlands Northwest MEP Maria Walsh and includes a range of actions to make menstrual products more accessible. The actions include ensuring a zero VAT rate is in place across all 27 member states and providing free products in public institutions. The MEP says a quarter of Irish women have experienced period poverty, especially those from marginalised backgrounds.
And that is young women, low-income women, migrants and refugees needing access to products in various settings, homeless women, and also young women with special needs and different abilities.
Women who gave birth at Letterkenny University Hospital in February and March of this year are being encouraged to take part in the National Maternity Experience Survey. Mothers are being invited to share their experiences of maternity services with the aim of improving the quality and safety of care provided. In the previous survey in 2020, women identified the need for greater postnatal support, which led to the establishment of postnatal hubs. Of the 208 women who give birth at Letterkenny University Hospital and who are eligible to take part, just 34 have completed the survey to date. Tracy O'Carroll is HICWA's Deputy Director of the National Care Experience Survey.
The National Maternity Experience Survey is part of the National Care Experience Programme, and this is a partnership between the Department of Health, the HSC and the Health Information and Quality Authority. And that's really important because each of us take those responses that come in and we use them within our own remit. So HICWA use them to inform standards and guidance. The Department of Health will use them to inform the next maternity experience strategy and policy and legislation. And the HSC, of course, take them to inform the improvements within the hospitals, across the community, in public health, etc. So it's really, really important that everybody who received an invitation to take part in this survey, if they could take the time to give us their responses, because they will inform the services over the next few years. Everybody who gave birth in February or March have been invited now to tell us about their experience. And they got that invitation by text. And the people who gave birth in February got the invitation in text in May. So I know how texts get lost. So if for any reason you cannot find us, do give us a call on 1-800-314-093. Otherwise, and you know, we'd love to kind of support you to respond to us. And the people who get birth in March received their response or their invitation today via text to take part in the survey. And we'd love, again, if you can take the time to feedback about your experience, because this is kind of really important for the women of for all women who are giving birth, not just your personal situation, which is also obviously extremely important too.
The government is looking at exempting planning permissions for attic conversions and extensions for elderly people's homes. The proposal will be put out for public consultation later in the year. The government is also looking for people's views on plans to allow livable cabins in back gardens. Junior Housing Minister John Cummings describes them as common sense measures.
This is part of a wider review of exempted development regulations. They haven't been substantially updated in 25 years. It's about updating the existing regulations and adding new ones in the areas of education, health, agriculture and other areas around allowing modular style homes to the rear of a dwelling as well. So it's about introducing common sense and practical measures.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the Northwest leader in sports equipment for clubs and schools at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with tennis. World number 361, Loïs Boisson, has pulled off another major upset at the French Open this afternoon. The home favourite has knocked out sixth seed Mira Andreeva in straight sets. She is the lowest ranked woman ever to make the semi-finals at Roland Garros. Boisson will now meet Coco Gauff, who had to come from behind against fellow American Madison Keys to win 6-7, 6-4, 6-1. And right now, men's world number one, Yannick Sinner, is two sets up against Alexander Bublik. In soccer, Germany and Portugal will contest the first of the semi-finals in the Men's Nations League A this evening. Kick-off in Munich is at 8, and the Republic of Ireland squad are continuing preparations today ahead of their two friendlies in this international window. The boys in green face Senegal on Friday at the Aviva before a meeting with Luxembourg next Tuesday. England defender Millie Bright has made herself unavailable for selection for this summer's European Championships. The Chelsea captain posted on social media that it was one of the hardest decisions she's ever had to make, but that she is not able to give 100% mentally or physically. Former Women's Super League player Courtney Sweetman-Kirk says Bright deserves credit for putting her health first.
My thoughts go out to Millie, but equally the initial thing when I read her statement on Instagram was brave. That's the first thing I thought. She's brave to say it, to come out and do it, to pull herself out of the way. You know, you don't want to be in a position as a player where you go and you feel like you're letting your teammates down because you can't give them everything.
Manchester City have agreed a deal with AC Milan to sign Tajani Reinders. The Dutch midfielder, who was included in the Serie A team of the season, will sign a five-year contract, and the deal is understood to be worth €55 million. Robbie Brady has been selected as the FAI Senior Men's International Player of the Year. Brady also won in 2016 and beat fellow nominees Kevin Kelleher and Nathan Collins to win this one. Michael Carrick has left his position as Middlesbrough manager. The club has decided to make a change after he failed to win promotion to the Premier League in his three seasons in charge. They finished 10th in the Championship in the last campaign, 4 points outside of the playoff positions. Moving on to rugby, Kian Healy will bring his rugby career to a close in Cape Town with the Barbarians against the world champion Springboks. The Leinster and Ireland veteran has been added to the roster that already includes Peter O'Mahony and Conor Murray. Craig Casey has been named as Ireland captain for their summer tour of Georgia and Portugal this July. Interim head coach Paul O'Connell has included 11 uncapped players in the squad for the two tests. Ulster trio James McNamney
Jude Postlethwaite and Zach Ward are also travelling as training panellists. There's no room for Munster centre Tom Farrell, with Robbie Henshaw also missing out through injury. Ian Henderson and Rob Herring have been left out, having only recently recovered from long-term injuries. Finally, in horse racing, 19 runners have been declared for Saturday's Epsom Derby. Delacroix and Ruling Court among the early favourites. Delacroix is one of three runners for trainer Aidan O'Brien, who is going for a record-extending 11th win in the Classic. And there's an 8-race card at the Curragh this evening. The first went to post at 4:45. Donegal jockeys Dylan Brown McMonagall, Luke McAteer and Patrick McGettigan are all in action there, while Oshinor is on the saddle at Ripon in the UK. That's all your sport for today. Back with more at 8:30 tomorrow morning. Michaela.
Thanks, Mark. And returning to some news, a 100% redress councillor says the housing department's absence is a barrier in resolving a range of issues around remediating defective block properties. There's still much uncertainty over the mortgageability and insurability of affected homes. Members of the defective concrete block committee were told that not enough has been done to put banks at the centre of the scheme. Councillor Joy Beard says every day families are falling further into uncertainty over their futures. She's reiterated her call for representatives from the Department of Housing to attend a defective concrete block committee meeting.
There has been a stakeholder group set up by the BPFI who have brought in the banks, the Law Society, Engineers Ireland. You know, we have estate agents. There's a big cohort of financial people there that have seen the issues that people are facing and what's coming down the line, and they're looking for solutions. And I was extremely disappointed to hear that the department, even though they were invited, did not engage in that meeting. And I also made that clear to the Housing Minister when he did visit, you know, that they need to be present in these meetings so they understand the issues that homeowners are facing. There is a lot of issues in regarding to mortgageability, saleability of these homes, and insurance obviously is a big issue as well. So they need to be in the room to hear these issues. And more importantly, everybody needs to be around that table coming up with solutions for these families. So I'm appealing to the Minister and the Housing Department yet again to attend these meetings. You know, it's vital that they take part in these meetings.
The judge overseeing a case involving the man at the centre of the Carlow shooting at the weekend has criticised media reports of his bail conditions at the time of the incident. Evan Fitzgerald was due to appear in court today before he took his own life on Sunday. From Naas District Court, Stephanie Rohan reports.
Sunday evening, Evan Fitzgerald fired a number of shots into the air in Fairgreen Shopping Centre in Carlow before taking his own life. The 22-year-old of Kilteagan Rathvilly in Carlow had been due in court today to face a number of gun, ammunition and explosive charges. The court heard this afternoon all charges are now withdrawn as the accused is deceased, while two others were sent forward for trial. The court previously heard all three accused were young and naive, with Evan having a fascination with firearms. Judge Desmond Zidane said there's been a lot of speculation in the press about bail conditions for Evan Fitzgerald, which he described as sensational and embarrassing. He said when Evan appeared in court for the first time last year, it was with consent to bail. He said that meant Gardaí didn't oppose bail and he, as judge, didn't have any power to overrule that. Judge Zidane said he listened back to the previous court proceedings to check and he wanted to set the record straight. Stephanie Rowan at Naas District Court.
There's calls for works to be carried out to bring an end to chronic water outages and bursts in the lower Main Street area of Letterkenny. It's after Councillor Michael McBride claims he was contacted by a concerned resident who thought a sinkhole was emerging in the town. It was later revealed to be a severe burst. Councillor McBride says it's his understanding that there are currently no plans to carry out works.
You know, it's something that needs to be looked at. It needs to be in the Irish Water Capital Programme to replace that main. And, you know, I felt sorry for the people who live in that area to see the volume of water. They're all older houses down there, probably not as well insulated as some of the more modern homes would be. And there's just like thousands and thousands of litres of water going out right underneath their property. And, you know, it has to cause serious dampness and stuff like that in those buildings. So I think it's very important that we deal with it and replace the pipeline.
And is that part of town in any kind of scheme, or is there any plans to see those pipes repaired?
Well, I was making some inquiries into it, and as far as I'm aware, at this point in time, there are no plans for it to be replaced. But, you know, whenever you speak to different people that have been involved there over the years, they'll tell you fairly quickly that this has been an ongoing issue for a long number of years. I think the last issue they had there was actually a burst they had on Christmas Eve last year, and I think maybe the workers spent most of Christmas Day out fixing water bursts down in that part of town.
Police in Strabane are investigating a report of dangerous driving on the Lifford Road roundabout. A red Toyota Corolla was allegedly seen drifting on the roundabout during busy rush hour traffic at around 25 past four on Monday afternoon. Police are appealing to anyone who witnessed the incident or who has dashcam footage to contact them. The first day of the Junior and Leaving Cert exams has drawn to a close. A record 140,000 students are sitting the state exams this year, which will continue until the 24th of June. Almost 5,000 students in Donegal began their state examinations. Around 2,650 undertook their first Leaving Cert exam, while 223 pupils started their Leaving Cert applied exams. Rathmullen Pier has officially reopened. It follows the completion of a €4.5 million capital refurbishment project that was carried out over a nine-month period. The works involved a complete refurbishment of the pier, which was first constructed in 1957, as well as the removal of the existing three-ton weight limit on the access viaduct. Minister of State Charlie McConnough officiated the reopening alongside Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Niamh Kennedy. And additional electric vehicle charging hubs are to be installed in Donegal. It's part of an €8 million investment in 53 hubs nationwide. The hubs planned for Donegal will be located in Grange, Lahey, Ballyshannon, Ballybuffet, Burt, Bridgend and Lifford. For weather now, scattered showers this evening with some bright spells developing for a time. A mix of clear spells and isolated showers tonight with lowest temperatures of 4 to 7 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. The Prior of Lough Derg has issued an apology to the victims of a former employee who was today jailed for 4 years for a range of sexual assault offences carried out at the retreat. 42-year-old Thomas Gallagher of Rathanlaki, Dunkaneely, was sentenced to 5 years with the last 12 months suspended after he pleaded guilty to the charges dating back to 2022. The government has agreed to allow for retrospective payments to be made under the defective concrete block scheme. It was agreed at Cabinet today that legislation will now be prioritised to ensure homeowners that have incurred costs since March 29, 2024 can benefit from the increased grant amounts announced last year. The victim of a fatal weekend crash in Milford is to be laid to rest later this week. Susan Hamilton from Manor Cunningham, who was in her 70s, died following a collision at Bunnan Bridge on Friday evening. And the Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council has proposed that the Freedom of Donegal be awarded to Enya. The singer, a native of Gidor, is held to great acclaim for her musical talents. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice says for this Wednesday evening, June the 4th. The death has occurred of Mary Eta Boyle, née O'Donnell, Glenroad, Glendees, reposing at her late residence, Glenroad, Glendees, until 10 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 11 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Rosary each night at 9 o'clock. Removal on Friday morning to St Connell's Church, Glendees, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the local cemetery. Funeral Mass will be streamed live on churchservices.tv. Family only on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if so desired, to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Susan Hamilton, née Craig, Manor Cunningham. Susan's remains are reposing at her daughter Amanda's home in Rossbracken, Letterkenny. House is strictly private from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock both nights and on the morning of the funeral. Rosary each night at 9 o'clock. Removal on Friday morning at 9:45 to Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Inch Island, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed on the Fawn Parish YouTube channel. And the death has taken place of Monsignor William McLaughlin, Father Billy, Ad Fiennes Terry, Arda, Ballyliffin. His remains are reposing at St Mary's Church, Cock Hill. All are welcome to pay their respects until 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 1 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Funeral Mass will take place there at 11 o'clock on Friday morning, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Nazareth House, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.